Last year I gave a course on biomedical signal analysis, and that was also an intensive course, about 24 hours of lectures in 4 days. Now this one is going to be even more intensive. We will have about 37, 38 hours of lectures in 1 week. Previously the plan was to have these lectures spread over 2 weeks, but we had some difficulties in finding 2 weeks of your precious time. I was ready to come here for 2 weeks, but the overall schedule didn't work out. So here we are stuck together for 1 week, morning till evening, the whole day. I hope you're ready for that. I think I'm ready, but I arrived just yesterday from Calgary, and with a 9-hour time difference, the difficulty is that I have to get up here when I usually go to bed in Calgary, so it's a bit tough. So if I slow down too much, like what I did just now, or if I fall down, let me know and I'll wake up. By tomorrow I should be all right. So this course is on biomedical image analysis. The title here is the name of the course I give in Calgary. I didn't change it because that's what it is called on my website too. So if you visit my website, please make a note of that address. There are links to this address on the website of the Ragnar Granit Institute and EVICAB. So you don't have to memorize that, but if you write that down, that will be better. And the name there will be ENEL-697 Digital Image Processing. The name of my book is Biomedical Image Analysis, and we have used that name for the course here. To explain the name, I started the course as a generic course on image processing. And then I started introducing more and more examples from biomedical image analysis, which is my main research area. So when I wrote the book, I started writing that book in the year 2000 and finished in the year 2004. When I finished that book, the emphasis turned out more oriented towards biomedical applications, and hence that name. And given that here we are under the sponsorship of the Ragnar Granit Institute for Biomedical Engineering, this title is more appropriate. So that is the explanation for the change in the name there. I hope that doesn't confuse you. The course is oriented towards the basics of digital image processing. So this title is accurate in the sense we will look into the fundamentals of digital image processing with applications in biomedical image analysis. So the application will be towards biomedical. I will start with a brief introduction to a few modalities of biomedical image data acquisition. So you will see some basic techniques to acquire images and also some problems associated with these techniques. Now I'm with the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering with the Schulich School of Engineering at the University of Calgary. I'm also affiliated with the Faculty of Medicine through the Departments of Surgery and Radiology. So if you wish, you could note down my name and address and other details there. My email address is there in case you want to contact me with any questions later on. The phone number is also there if you want to call me, and my website. So please make notes of these details. I'll go through a few important points on the course itself first, and then we will spend a few minutes introducing ourselves. To give you a little bit of my own background, I did my engineering degree with the University of Mysore in my hometown, Mandya, in India. And that was many years ago. In 1976, I graduated with my Bachelor of Engineering. And then I did my PhD at the Indian Institute of Science in Bangalore. And some of you may know that Bangalore is a major center for information and communication technology now. and many of the leading companies in ICT and also in medical imaging are setting up their research labs in Bangalore. GE Medical Systems has a big research lab in Bangalore. I moved to Canada in 1981. I was with the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg for a few years, and then since 1984, I've been with the University of Calgary. Calgary is a beautiful city, now about a million people living there, close to the Canadian Rockies. So if you are interested in downhill skiing and winter sports, that's a nice area. I don't do that. I'm a tropical person. I would rather walk. But I do enjoy hiking and also snowshoeing. It's a nice place for those activities. The first time I started learning and working on image processing was about 30 years ago as a graduate student in India. I took a course. I took a few different courses on image processing, analog, digital, and optical. And then after I moved to Canada, I worked on algorithms for reconstruction from projection for computer tomography, and then enhancement of mammograms and techniques for computer-aided detection of breast cancer. I've also worked on a few other applications of image processing in nuclear medicine, in the analysis of the architecture of ligaments, collagen fibers and blood vessels in ligaments, and so on. You will see some of the examples that I will be showing you and that I have used in my book from these areas. There are a few other application areas that I have mentioned in the book, but the illustrations are primarily from these topics because that is what I have done, and that is where I have a number of examples that I can use to show how certain image processing techniques may be applied. So that is a little bit of my own background. I have also worked on biomedical signal analysis, the analysis of ECG, heart sounds, EMG, and such signals. And that's a different course that I teach at the University of Calgary. That course I teach at the undergraduate level, fourth year bachelor's level, as a technical elective. And last year I gave that course in Tampere. This course on image processing, digital image processing or biomedical image analysis, I teach as a graduate course, or some may want to call it postgraduate course, for master's and PhD students in Calgary. So there is a distinction in the level of sophistication of the course between the signal and the image courses. I treat this to be an advanced course, and I would also expect the students taking this course to be at an advanced level. I suppose all of you are graduate students working on master's and PhD, correct? And I suppose, no? Okay. I suppose all of you have had some course on signals and systems and transforms. Fourier transforms, Z transform or Z transforms, Laplace transforms, filters. How many of you have taken a course on imaging, medical imaging or any other imaging? All of you? Oh, wow. Okay. How many of you have taken a course on image processing? 4 or 5 of you. Okay. So some of the, for those of you who have taken an image processing course, some of the fundamental material will be a repetition. I hope that's okay with you. At the beginning, I have material for about 3-4 hours of lectures, or maybe 5 hours of lectures, on some basic modalities of image acquisition that I need to set up the background for some image quality issues and image processing issues. So I hope those of you have taken, most of you have taken a course on imaging, I hope you will bear with me as I go through that. I'll go through that part as quickly as possible, highlighting only the important aspects that we need to appreciate in order to study some of the image processing aspects that we will look into later on. Is that okay with you? In terms of the mechanism or the practical issues, we have this timetable. you have signed for this course, so I presume you have read this, that we will have 7 or 8 hours of lectures a day. I have not given 8 hours of lectures a day. I have done fairly close to that, maybe 6 hours. 8 hours is going to be quite tough. I suppose it will be tougher on you than on me, because you have to also assimilate the material. I just have to talk. And I can use what I have there to remind me what I have to say. If it gets difficult, please interrupt me and ask questions anytime. We could also have some questions and discussion in between during the break or at the end of the day. We have 4 hours. This morning we have 3 hours, and this afternoon and from tomorrow, the morning and afternoon sessions will all be 4 hours each. So what I suggest is we take a break every 75, 80 minutes. So we will take 2 breaks in the morning and 2 breaks in the afternoon, about 10, 15 minutes each, 10 minutes each. Is that okay? If a break for every hour, it might be a little too much. So we'll take 2 breaks. Today we'll take only 1 break in the morning. It's 3 hours, and we're already 15 minutes into that. So we'll take 1 break this morning, but from this afternoon onwards, we'll take 2 breaks in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. On the website of this course, you have been given some links. Or if you go to this website for my course, there are some other links given to the table of contents of my book and corrections. There are some minor corrections and explanations given in another file. So please visit those websites and gather that information. There are some important points about the evaluation and grading. I suppose all of you are taking this course for a grade. Is that right? Okay. So there'll be quite a bit of work to be done. Not just listening to my lectures, which will be not easy, but there'll be quite a lot of extra work to be done. This is similar to what I do in Calgary. Now, because this is an advanced course, there'll be no assignments or homework in terms of solving problems. At the end of each chapter in the book, you will see a few problems. I suggest that you try to work them out on your own. If you can't work on your own, you could form teams and work in groups of 2, not more than 2. So there won't be any assignments as I did in the previous course on signal analysis. Instead, there will be one written exam which will be based on those questions. And if you go to this website, you will see examples of tests that I have given in Calgary. In Calgary, I give 2 tests during the course. You will have 1 exam that will be equal to 2 of those tests. So when you see these tests, see them as half of your exam each. Okay? So you'll have 1 written exam for about 3 hours, and in that exam, it'll be fairly descriptive answer type of questions. There could be some mathematical manipulations and derivations and numerical examples. So it's hard for me to do that on the internet, live and so on. So it'll be in the traditional way. I'll send the questions, and please come in. I'll send the questions to Professor Yari Vik, and he will arrange for the exact date and time for this. So it'll be in August. Sometime in August, I don't have a date. Will that be okay with you? So those of you from other cities, you'll be given the exam, and you'll have to write under some local supervision and arrangement, scan your answer books into PDF files and email them to me, or have somebody email them to me. I'll correct them and then send the grades. So please visit this website for some samples, and I have also written solutions to two exams, just so that you know what is the expected way of answering. That will be 40% of your grade. I'm sorry, we have started a little bit on the background, but I'll explain this to you later on. And then you are also asked to work on 10 lab exercises. They're all based on MATLAB, so I hope all of you have access to MATLAB with the image processing toolbox. If not, you will have to arrange for that. So you need MATLAB image processing toolbox, and I have given 10 lab exercises, and they are here. Please go to 2008 files, don't go to 2007, and do those 10 exercises. Each exercise may take you maximum 1 hour. And you are asked to write a brief report, not more than one page of discussion. You don't have to write the method again. You don't have to write equations because they're all based on methods already in the book. So just your observation on the results, one page of text, and illustrations, one page, maybe 5-6 images from your results. You may be using more images, but you just show me some. You don't have to show all results. So there are some examples here. If you go to these websites, you will see some examples of reports from previous students also, just to use as a guide. So that will be 10%. I suggest you do these exercises on your own, but if you want to consult with your friends, that's okay, but each one should submit one report separately, individually. And then the most interesting part would be a project. This is different from the Signals course I gave last year. Here in this course, 50% of the marks will be for a project, an individual project, your own. You decide on what you want to work. You select a problem. It could be related to your thesis project. It need not be original. When you do your literature survey, if you like a technique that you read about in the literature, you implement that. If you are required to do a comparative analysis for your research and there is some method in the literature that you want to implement and study, that could be this. So you could use this part for other purposes, which is okay, but this must be done on your own. So this must involve the development of algorithms for image processing. Some computer programming, MATLAB, C++, any language, it doesn't matter. You don't have to give me your code. The code is yours. The application could be medical imaging or anything else. It doesn't have to be medical. It's up to you. If you want to have it in medical image processing, good. But it could be something else. So the algorithms need not be original, must be more advanced than the lab exercises. So please take a look at the lab exercises and make sure you do something more than that. And make sure that you tell me what you have done that is new in your report, new in the sense what you have implemented. So it cannot be simply a review. You must implement some method and then show me the results, give me the details of the methods. So there must be a description of the methods of image processing. So you must write a report, and is it okay if we set the date as 31st August? Almost 3 months. No problem? So your report will be due 31st of August 2008. You just email me a PDF file with your report and your illustrations and so on, like a technical paper. So here is some description. This is on, I believe this is on Moodle. It's already been placed. If you can't find it, let me know and I will give this to you. So you don't have to include your computer code. You describe the method. And the suggested length is there, and on the website, I have given some examples from previous students. I'm not saying that they are the best or the worst or anything. They are simply examples. I'm not telling you how many marks they got or what grades they got, of course. So this is worth 50%, so it is substantial. Okay? So the two dates we have fixed today in agreement with you will be 31st of August. I don't know what day it is. It doesn't matter, Monday, Sunday. You just email me. And the other one is 30th of June for your lab report. There are 10 lab exercises, but please put them all in one PDF file and send me one file so I don't have to go through too many files. So the only date that is left open is this, your written exam. I will not be involved in scheduling that. That will be done by Professor Yari Vik or somebody else from his office. Okay? Any questions about that?